Welcome, all of you. Thank you, Dennis, Deanna, and all the team. Give them a clap, will you? And I want you to keep standing. Praise God. We're going to hold hands. So you may want to get near a neighbor. And we're going to agree together. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer, but we're going to also agree for issues that are personal, their parents. Yeah. This afternoon, Bonnie and I were with some parents. Their son, Richard, on the Carolina coastline, is in intensive care. It's a kind of strange infection. But we want to pray tonight that the Lord's hand will be extended for miracle, glory, and for there is a controversy in Great Britain of a little baby named Alfie that the state has taken possession of the baby because it was critical and the parents loved the baby, and only because they cannot treat the baby, he's kind of supposedly dying, but other doctors think he can live. So the Pope himself has gotten involved. Say, fly him to Italy at our hospital. We'll take the baby. Poland is now getting involved, saying, we'll take the baby. Don't kill the baby. But the state, it's the state national health. That's the trip we were going on not too long ago, that the state has its power and will not even release the baby. So we want to stand with baby Alfie tonight, that God says life, He says live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. So we are in agreement tonight for Richard, for baby Alfie, in the name of Jesus, and for those who are battling, families whose children are fighting addiction or a member of the family is an opioid. I feel like God's glory is coming up to give us great deliverance and awakening. That there is a new season of deliverance that we have not seen. Some of you may know that when I began in the early 70s, when I was ordained, but one of the anointings that came on a good friend of mine, Jim Croft, myself, we were the Protestant exorcists in the state of Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and they would call us when there was the strange manifestations, and we would go. And now it's more corporate declarations and evangelism, but we have seen demonic powers be broken. So as we pray, as the watch focus more and more, I believe that God wants to give power and anointing, that are going to be massive deliverances, that people with opioid addictions or all kinds of depressions and oppressions will be delivered and are being delivered right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And His people, you are stewards of the glory of God, and there is deliverance and there is healing. And not only on you individually, but on the corporate, there's a mantle and a cloud of glory over us. And we are releasing signs and wonders and miracles as we agree. And right now, we're beginning, not going to wait till the end, but we are going to agree for every family here right now, where there is, you are concerned about this particular financial need, God says, I am supplying. I am the God of your supply right now. That He is the Lord, our healer. And there is a woman who is pregnant, and the baby is there is a diagnosis that the baby is in danger. We say, the baby, again, we speak to that womb to be a blessed womb, and the baby to be living. And we are speaking out there in the digital world that the Lord is ministering and healing, and there is a heart of a gentleman who is already kind of retired on the verge, but God is healing your heart, and there is much more for you to do. So tonight is a night for extending His name and the power of the name of Jesus. Of you will, each of family here tonight, there is a flourishing and a glory coming over you in waves and waves. I want you to be renewed like an eagle in the name of Jesus, that those who wait on the Lord, and the watch is waiting, shall renew their strength. There is someone else that there is the job that you expected was not there, but it's all right, because God is opening even a better door and a bigger door, and He is your supply, and the door is open. We declare this door is opening. This door is opening in the name of Jesus to take to a next level. The glory is coming for you, and the Lord is putting His arms around each of you and your family members. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He shall bless your water and your bread, and is taking sickness away from your midst, and that He is bringing us out with silver and gold, and there is not one feeble in our midst. We declare this, and we are in agreement right now for miracles, 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 and breakthroughs in Jesus' name. All through this watch, I want you to lay hold of for your neighbors, for loved ones, for people you don't know, that this miracle glory is touching you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All right, so hold those hands right now. Say after me, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. I had a vision that God is taking you, some of you. You have been, well, whatever, some kind of deactivation. You have been somewhat in a neutral gear. Yeah. And God is putting you in drive. Wow. He's putting us in drive. He's putting His church on drive in the name of Jesus. And satanic forces that have been gathering because we have been in neutral, that they have taken over certain areas. We are no longer in neutral. We are in drive. Say, I'm in drive. Tell your neighbor, you are in drive. So neutral zone is not something the Christians are going to be in now. No more. No more withdrawal. No more backing down. We are going forward. That's what the God of Israel told Moses as he was confronting the powers of Egypt. He said, why are you standing still? Point that rod of authority. And salvation is in the name of the Lord. And as he pointed, the way was made. So the enemy may have made you think there is this obstruction and that obstruction. We are telling you that these obstructions are being taken away. Just like the Red Sea was being parted, we prophesy to each of your situation and saying, go forward. God is saying, go forward. Tell your neighbor, we are going forward. No more neutral. Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord a clap. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And I want you to stay in the prophetic. I want you to prophesy over us. We're going to prophesy over the nation in the name of Jesus. That's what I felt like it is, that the enemy had put us in a deactivation zone. We have been neutered. Well, we are in neutral. Hopefully not neutered. But a doggy, I remember a cartoon seeing a doggy telling one another doggy, I just heard my owner say I'm going to they're going to go get me tutored. And he said, no, dummy, it's not tutored. It's something else. Anyway, sit down. Wow. Hallelujah. Glory. Anyway. Glory. Amen. Yet stay in the prophetic. Stay in that where you are ready to prophesy. Prophesy over your situation.
Mahesh, are the parents, sex ed sit out that we participated in this week?
Yeah.
We are at 380,000 views and climbing.
Wow.
Praise God. Regina was amazing as a mom with kids in CMS. She was absolutely amazing. So, hallelujah. People are listening and watching and coming along to save our children. That's amazing.
Amen. Amen. We are not in neutral. We are in drive. The Christians together, all of us. And the more we'll get in drive, there will be others joining us. More and more and more. And we want to take note of something major and prophetic and significant that happened yesterday. According to the time frame in Korea, if you're Korea, you are always get turned around when we go to Korea. It is 12 hours difference. And it's 12 hours. We are either ahead or behind. What do you remember, Bonnie? They are ahead, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So, but it's exactly 12 hours. So I would always.
It's tomorrow.
Today. Yeah, it is tomorrow. So I saw this, of course, on the TV yesterday,
yeah.
But they're calling it today.
Yeah.
So they said, on Friday, this and this happened. I said, no, it was Thursday. What are you saying? But I realized the time difference now. So, we are, I just want you to know that we have been praying here, and of course, many, multiple hundreds of thousands of Christians in South Korea, and then the people oppressed in North Korea. But here at the Watch Focus, we have been praying for Korea, for the Korean Peninsula, for North Korea, for peace, for there has been an oppression for more than 60 years. And we have been in South Korea, and our books have been translated in Korean language. And so we have participated in programs that we have sent thousands of books across the North Korean Peninsula to feed the Christians in North Korea. That's the printed, the books, material books are printed in Korean. So, and also I want you to know, this is our Watch Focuses in the past. October 21, 2011, some of the examples. We said, pray for North Korea. People of North Korea have been suffering an oppression regime for more than 50 years. For several years, they have been in starvation mode, mostly man-made.
Yeah.
And then we made revival and freedom come to all of North Korea. That's part of it. It was a wonder. This was our official Watch Focus that we sent out to thousands of people. And one of the scriptures I'm facing. And it says 2:17, next shall come to pass unless God says, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. So not only South Korean, but North Korean flesh. And that in that day the Lord shall set his hand up again. The second time it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand second time to recover the remnant of his people. Then Watch Focus, April 27, 2012. Pray for Korea. April 28, 2017. last year. Pray for peace on the Korean Peninsula. So you guys together,
yeah,
and thousands.
Answered prayer. Come on,
who,
Lord.
And then March 16 this year, peace on the Korean Peninsula. So we, part of the watch, we have been specifically praying for a miracle that has not happened in 60 years.
Yeah.
And we wanted you to watch a few moments that are reported of the scene. Do you have that? Let's watch what was happening yesterday, now, or today, according to Korean time. So that's North Korea, this is South Korea. You see the brick, semi-brick thing. And this is the first time President North Korea leader and dictator, they hold hands. This is the absolute miracle. With the head. How many of you here, you either had, well, your dad or a relative were in the Korean War? Raise your hands. Keep them up. Look around you.
Yeah.
Look around you.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Ed, who was that your father was in the Korean War. Who was it, Bon?
Uncle.
Who was in the Korean? Do you know? Okay. Back there. Your dad was in the Korean War? Your dad too. Okay. And who was that? Your husband? He was in the Korean War? Wow. Your uncle? Who else? Who? Father-in-law and uncle. Nancy? Wow. Okay, you chose good, well, in your boyfriends, Nancy. Who else back there? Your grandpa? Wow. Well, I want you guys, all of you who raised your hands, relative, I want you to stand up. And I just want you guys to be a point of contact for us to honor your loved ones, the ones who fought for the Korean freedom.
Yeah.
And we say, you guys and all the multiple thousands of American soldiers, who many of them, if you will see the memorial to the World War II heroes, there is also a memorial and names of the people,
yeah,
who died in the Korean War. And there were Americans. And I want you to know that Bonnie and I had the privilege of going to Korea several times. And one thing the Koreans will so honor is the Americans. They especially honor and so grateful that America defended them, that American soldiers laid down their lives to keep the South Koreans free. And so we say, God bless the memory of these awesome heroes. And thank you, all of you, for standing. And we, as this is just a, what did they die for? Well, they died. They laid down their lives for freedom. And then the other result was almost all of South Korea knows Jesus and believes and honors Jesus. And is one of the largest countries in the world. Among the top countries who sends out missionaries. So we not only kept Korea free, but it turned to Jesus Christ. So let's give the a real clap offering and honor them. Thank you. You may be seated. But it is very important. Some that think it's ancient memory, but for these Koreans. So I liked it. That was an amazing scene. The leader of North Korea has never stepped across the demarcation line, the demilitarized zone. So that was marking the demilitarized zone. So as the leader of North Korea stepped across and shook his hand, this is, sometimes we get into the bushes and miss the giant trees, and often our fake media, and it is truly majority, 99%, I feel like our media is fake media, and they're always slanted according to their leftist Marxist positions. And by the way, I will tell you about that later, but this, I want you to recognize, we're going to say thank you, Lord. Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For answered prayer.
That's right.
And we want to, the president of South Korea and the South Korean cabinet said this would not have happened without the President Trump's urging and help. So we want to say thank you, Lord. And realize that no other president has been able to achieve even this level. So it's whatever, I think it's more than, it's not cleverness or strategy, it is just anointing. That there is anointing, may it continue. And that's it. For me, with the negative demonic things I see, part of the reason of what I was saying was God is bringing the body of Christ out of neutral so we can do the spiritual warfare. And I saw part of the this victory would not have been achieved without the prayers of believers. So you saw this miracle. Say miracle.
Miracle.
Say first time in 60 years.
First time in 60 years. So
it is, I was so moved, but I remember some of the pastors of different Korean senior pastors would tell me, Brother Mahesh, the Korean people have such a heart of gratitude for America. Don't think we forget what America did and what America is doing even today. We have multiple thousands of soldiers in that area with the demilitarized zone just across. So that no attack could come. The first attack would be on the American soldiers. The moment the American soldiers would be attacked, it would activate the United States of America. And so that's why they are there, as not to do battle, but also be a token. So we have kept a covering like a giant eagle over South Korea. And you can see how it has prospered, and that you can see if you drive one of our cars that we drive, the ministry is a Kia. It's made in Korea. And I remember when they came to pick us, Bonnie and I, last time, it was one of the most gorgeous cars, and you know, better than a Mercedes. I said, what car is this? They said, it's a Kia, luxury Kia. And But all of this happened because America protected and gave freedom and blessed. So we need to put all of this in context. I want to thank the Lord for this miracle that we are seeing, according to Korean time, today. And so they put in the official dates, it's funny. They said, Friday, April, that April 27, the day they signed this peace accord. And now we want to keep on praying. There are people and kingdoms that are jealous. Organizations, even in the United States, that would wish America not to succeed. Yeah. So we have to cover all of these strategic things. I thought I was well-read and well-informed, but I didn't know the shenanigans that were secretly taking place in the United States of America, in Washington, D.C. So there are more dark forces loose than we realize. But the name of Jesus, every knee bows, and his church is successful. And we can, you and I are authorized to call on the name of Jesus to bind these demonic forces as we see victory after victory. And I don't want to overdo the way President Trump's speeches and all that, but he used to say, there's going to be so much winning, you're going to tell me stop, but I'm going to keep on doing it. Well, keep on. Well, if this is part of the model of winning, I said, keep on winning. This is so to help restore peace. And this guy was playing with nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
And for him to calm down and want to make peace is a major achievement in the heavenly kingdom. There is right now, we want to pray over the Korean Peninsula. And one of the things I want you guys to be agreeing is that one of the things I was seeing over us, over you guys prophetically that I want you to prophesy over ourselves is, and it's happening over North and South Korea, there's an aspect of an open heaven. And the heavens are open. Where the heavens are opening, what you prophesy, what we pray, comes to pass because the glory is there. So say, open heaven.
Open heaven.
And we want to bless you and your children tonight with an open heaven. Where they are is an open heaven. When the Lord gives you these prophetic impressions, then start prophesying it. Be in faith. And it is whatever our religious, some of our religious training has been such, it has been religious, not spiritual. It has put us often in neutral, and we have become observers. No, sir, no longer. We are going to be participants. We're going to say, thank you, Lord, for what you're beginning in North Korea. Let it come to pass that when President Trump goes, visits the Kim Jong-un, and that there will be a completion, that it'll become nuclear-free zone in Korea, that there will be peace, shalom, and that your name will be preached all across North Korea. And that which God began from Azusa to the capital city, what's that of North Korea? Huh? Pyongyang. That Pyongyang again will become a center of revival and glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you. The churches will spread. That America will help it come to a great level of abundance. So we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen?
Amen.
Glory
to
God.
So many things. I mean, the things happening in our nation's capital.
Can you take a mic?
There are so many things that are signs of answered prayer. And I know with many of us, there are things immediately that have happened this week in our families, in our personal situation, or in our business scenario, just in this last couple of weeks. But I agree Pastor Mahesh, about the open heaven. It seems that since the end of our last 40-day corporate fast, which, by the way, we noticed there was a concert, really, of fasting going on here in this nation, where many organizations and ministries, it kind of dovetailed together. And this, the beginning of this year was an extended period. There literally were about 60 or 70 days that were kind of a dovetailing, extended kind of corporate fasting and prayer that was going on across this nation. It was like a symphony. And since the end of that time, we have started to see some major breakthroughs. And I think we should not underestimate what Pastor mentioned about what's happening in this nation, about the uncovering of the really deep bureaucratic corruption that has been going on both sides, the quote-unquote conservatives, as well as the absolute out-and-out liberals, and the deep bureaucratic corruption of people protecting their political careers and making themselves lifers, so to speak, in Washington on our tax dollars, and not being there for the interest of the American people and the fundamentals that this wonderful nation was founded upon and given the opportunity to really launch and fly. So all of the hyper news that is being turned out on the national front is really an answer to prayer. And for those of us who had the privilege of being in our conference this last weekend and getting a real kind of bird's eye view prophetic update from Lance, our brother Lance, if you will, one of the things that he pointed out to us was the opportunity and the good side and the God engagement in periods of chaos. So we are thankful for what the Lord is uncovering and what he is doing. And then I would like to say again that the nation's eyes in concerning our public schools has been on Charlotte, was on Charlotte, North Carolina on Monday. And we had an opportunity, this church and several of the other churches and ministries here in the city, as well as business leaders and parents and grandparents of and public school children, were out at the government center to say no to the absolutely irrational and frankly obscene curriculum being introduced into our public schools under the guise of welcoming schools, under the guise of anti-bullying. And on that note, as I just shared, we came together under the banner of North Carolina Values, and the live Facebook feed has reached 380,000 views and is climbing. So the word is getting out, and that is a huge answer to prayer. That's a huge answer to prayer, that the possibility of parents coming and standing in the gap and taking back our public education system so that it teaches our kids to excel in critical thinking and arithmetic and science and math and real history and not in sexual politics. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we're hearing wonderful testimonies of financial breakthrough. So I just want to encourage you, if things in your scenario seem to still be in neutral on the financial front, take heart. You got the word tonight, and it was the word flourish. And that word right now has got tremendous fire on it. So we do prophesy over you that you will flourish in this season. You will flourish in this season. You will flourish in this season. And I feel like I need to go and look up the definition again, because I bet you it's got some good things to say. But I'm thinking about what Jeremiah, when he saw the vision of the almond branch, and the Lord said, "What do you see?" He said, "I see an almond branch." And the Lord says, "You have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it." And we know that the almond is the one that buds first. We know that the almond branch was the sign of the high priest that was given to Aaron and put into the ark. So, and that almond branch flourished. That's exactly how it budded. So we just praise the Lord that this is a season of our high priest, his hour to rise and shine in his church. And we say again, you will flourish in this season in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. So part of the activation, this is, we are seeing, as we saw, like, it's good to keep some of these images and keep that focus so we don't take the miracle. Keep your focus on Jesus. And therefore, the miracles that are loose. So Jesus came, broke the time-space continuum, and came, the King of Glory came. And so, therefore, we are the ambassadors of something that breaks through time and space. You are an ambassador of glory. That means you are almost like in the time, you know, like Star Trek. You can go at warp speed and go back in time or go for, but prophetically, you can go and prophesy for future things in the name of Jesus. So we are entering a new prophetic time frame, and you declare, I want me to get anointed and you to get anointed to change and take this to the next level. Say next level. And what I want to say is that this is the place, and the word I got, the other word besides flourish, was this, that. And I had never heard it like this specially. I mean, it is in the context of Scripture, but Jesus, I felt like I got a word from the Spirit. He said, in this hour, I, Jesus, no, he said, I am your healer. I am your peace. I am the light of the world. But I am, right tonight, I said, the Lord told me, I am your overflow.
Wow, that's good.
So he is right now your overflow. Now I feel like it was like a fresh stream breaking loose, and that you are going to prophesy over each other, over the watch, over yourself, over the church, over this nation. We are in overflow. And you declare Jesus is the source. He is our overflow. So he is Healer, Jehovah Rapha. I'll have to find out what it says. I think the Hebrew word Ravaya, running over in a prosperous way, basically, that's the Strong's concordance word for overflow. So let's look in context, and it's in the overflow. It's in many other places we'll put in there, but Psalm 23 is our base, and then you can shoot to different places. But it says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want; I shall not lack anything." If you need your children to succeed, your children shall lack for nothing, for promotion and favor and provision. Or that you, if you need sales, and the sales to increase by tenfold, that you shall not lack the sales. If you need a job, you shall not lack, because he is right now breaking through time and space, and the glory comes through to make us prophetic. And there is an instrument, a major reason right now where the overflow is being loosed. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. I could stay there for hours, each of these. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Say, no fear. And that is the other thing that he has tried to scare us, and it's a supernatural scaring. It's little shadowy thing. And I want you to get bold and say, devil, you will not scare me in the name of Jesus. I will fear no evil. And get angry if you need to. But I will fear no evil. So where he is putting anxiety, worry, depression, I will fear no evil. For the Lord, you are with me, thy rod and thy staff to comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. So you are in the season over. It's an overflow. Say, I am experiencing overflow. And it's basically, I mean, we have to claim it for those who, for whom the Lord is their shepherd. Okay, that's the proviso. And he is the one who has said, I have come to give you life, and that abundantly. And then he's saying, my cup runneth over. Oh, it's in overflow. Say overflow. And remember, it's in direct result of the Lord's leadership. And we are part of his flock. And the flock are together. We are not usually, don't get isolated. It's the lone sheep who gets devoured. So, hyenas are waiting for you. And so right now, I'm declaring, I'm prophesying over myself, over each of you, over this ministry, over this church, over this watch. I am in the overflow. I am prophesying over you. You are overflowing. Say, I am overflowing. So you shall not lack for breakthrough. Get in there. Forget about the past defeats. It is now. Whatever happened in the past is put it under the blood. Your past hurts and pains are not your guidance. The Lord is my shepherd. And so, have you gone? I love some of the restaurants. Cracker Barrel is one of them. That's, I'm happy to go to Cracker Barrel. Doesn't matter. But often, the cup, they have coffee cups, and it's like this. And you go and sit down at a good restaurant, and the cup is ready, but it's upside down. Now you go to I think Cracker Barrel is one of them. The moment, or the Pancake House, or whatever. If you want, the waitress is waiting. They got pots and pots bubbling away. But I got to turn my cup right side up. So, for your overflow, say my overflow. I'm turning the cup right side up. Oh, hallelujah. And she was waiting. I got the overflow. Woo! Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Fresh coffee. Now, I didn't expect that. See? Now. So, tell your neighbor, turn your cup right side up. Because that's part of our neutral zone that we just have set. And the Lord is saying, hey, turn your cup. I'm ready to pour it in. Turn your cup. So by faith, I mean, if we need to kick each other in the where, to say, hey, is your cup right side up? Pastor, remember, Pastor said, turn it up so you can, God can give you the overflow. He is giving me the overflow. The other thing is, see in your cup. Now I do more tea than coffee because I like my tea. But I have one favorite cup now. How many of you have a favorite cup? And you just, that's the cup you stay in. You have a cup, favorite cup. Alrighty. We used to have a Watch of the Lord cup, didn't we?
Yes, we've had several varieties.
We might have to give to each watch person a Watch of the Lord cup. Maybe next time. Or sometime soon. Who knows? As a symbol that my cup is overflowing. Now, since I'm using the cup so often, I need to make sure if my cup is cracked, I need to repair it. And it may be cracked. It might be have at broken places. It might be cracked. Send it to the potter. The potter is available to repair you. And come for healing. If there are broken places, the Lord says, forget the past. Get healed. And because the Lord makes you, this overflow is not just for you. Overflow is to bless others. Okay? We are in a good season. You know, do you know that this ministry and church, this church, and the watch and all, we feed hungry people, helping feed hungry people in Jerusalem every day. And we do it other places, but we want to pray. Jerusalem is our epicenter where things started. And so we feed. Among some of the main ones we feed is Holocaust survivors, and we are helping feed them, and we want to do more. We are helping. Remember the time we helped buy that ambulance?
Yep.
In one offering. We and I want you to be able to be where I would love for us to be able to give $1 million away every year.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That if we are in the overflow, I want some of you to be able to say, Pastor, what do we need? What's your aim to give up now? And I'd say, well, our aim is for $1 million to give away to in Israel and feed the hungry in Africa, bless the work of the Lord happening in Congo, and bless the widows, thousands of places of widows that have been broken by violence. Congo is one of them. So I would want to release. And may you, well, you can just write down, do we need $1 million? That's fine. Signed by Rich Newman. I mean,
yes.
May it be that you are so flourishing that you're able to give away flowing. It's not just, praise God in the gift of the Spirit, but we have emphasized gifts where God says, I'm ready to, hey, either your cup is cracked or you are cracked. But let's change our philosophy and receive the prophetic overflow. This is a great thing. Yesterday, what was it? Jeff Bezos made about $12 billion in just one stock market day. I said, praise God. I'm glad. But do it with more believers and believers who can give to the kingdom of God. So we are going to claim. May you get business ideas. May you get, however it is, may you write a multi-million dollar novel, whatever, that it brings in major resources. But I am in the altar.